It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, we don't have Paul Ramo. He's still on vacation, but you got me. I know about as much about gardening as Paul does, so we're pretty even there. And we got Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery in Floral. How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing good, good.
Good. You enjoying the weather out there without the 75-mile-an-hour winds now last couple of days?
Yeah, I went through some lake country yesterday up by St. Cloud, and sure was pretty through there, and a lot of trees and lakes, and it was fun.
Yeah, that's a nice time of the year. I like when everything is all green. That's my favorite time of the year. I don't like black and white. I like green. So. Well, what's new over there in the gardening business there? We've got our plant of the week here, I see, that Paul Ramo was kind enough to post earlier. It's, hostas. Is that what we're talking about here today?
I'm going to talk about hostas a little bit. We just did a big project transplanting hostas. A friend of mine had big hosta garden in his backyard, and they were getting big and overgrown, so we transplanted some to his front yard and under his birch trees, and then mulched it, and that's what that picture is of, and went really well.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
Yeah, it's cleaned it up a lot, and I'm going to let them grow. So we transplanted them, watered them really well, fertilized them, and then we again put a mulch, a wood mulch down around them, and then we put sluggo down, which a lot of people have been bringing in their hosta leaves, and they got holes in them, and it could be from hail if you've had hail, but it looks like it got hailed on, but there's slugs. There's a snail without the shell, and they love hostas. So you can put a product down around the base of the hosta plant, sluggo, and that'll take care of those little creatures.
Okay. Well, if anybody wants to see the hostas we're talking about here, then just go to the to Facebook and go to KLQPFM Q92 Radio page there, and they're all right there. As I say, it looks really, really nice.
Thank you.
Well, it's speaking of nice, I had you do a little landscaping around my house there last season, and that's all coming along very nicely now, too. So.
Well, you had one bush that passed away.
Yeah, that was replaced. You replaced that one, so they're looking good.
Guys stopped over there and replaced that, and then I've also been spraying your fruit trees.
Yep, and that's we got some questions on fruit trees here, so maybe that's a good lead into one of our questions here right now.
There you go.
Yeah, it says here, when is a good time to trim the branches on apple trees? They said they have a small damaged tree, and trying to get it reestablished has no blossoms for a while. So what should they do about that one?
Well, if it's damaged and if they got hurt in the wind or whatever, and there's, branches hanging down or whatever, you can prune those off. Better to get rid of that damage and let it start healing over. If you're going to do major pruning on your fruit trees, I would wait till when they're dormant. That means when the leaves have fallen off. Usually do that during the winter time. So, probably don't like that because it's white out there.
Yeah, that is white out, not green. I try to stay indoors. I don't do anything outside.
So you should prune your apple trees every year when they're dormant.
Okay. Now, this is another question about apple trees here. It says, a few years ago, we planted a new apple tree to replace an old one that we had, and we haven't hardly had any fruit from it yet. Last year, we got one large apple, and I made sure to pick it before it fell. This year, it has quite a few small apples, but lots are falling off already and only about the size of a quarter. It seems you barely touch them and they fall. They think it's Harrelson variety. Any help would be appreciated.
Well, if it's only been in there 2 years, mm-hmm. I would consider yourself lucky that it has fruit on it, because usually they don't bear till 3, 4, 5 years after you've planted them. I would make sure that you fertilize that so the tree's healthy and can hang on to that fruit. Keep the grass away from the base of the young tree like that. And this is the time of the season you should be spraying your fruit trees with, like, called fruit tree spray or orchard spray. that'll help keep the bugs and diseases off there, so you could do that. The reason that trees drop their apples, and it's not just the young ones, is that they produce too many apples that can't support them. So if it's dry, that area, I'd water it, fertilize it, and spray it with a fruit tree spray, but don't spray with a product that has seven in it, because seven will thin some of your apples and they'll fall off. So not a product with seven in it.
Okay, so maybe they should talk to you about, you must have some products that that would work for them.
Exactly, that's why we have them.
That's right.
Protect those trees.
That's why you're here, with the expertise, right?
There you go. A lot of people also have had damage in their garden, their vegetables, with a lot of diseases in there and a lot of bugs eating on that. So we have products for that, too. If you have bug problems, dusting seven on those seems to be what a lot of people are doing these days. Or if you have worse problems than that, we have some sprays for that. It's called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Juice.
That sounds like something you drink, but probably shouldn't.
No, I should probably drink now. But I was up in St. Cloud to wholesalers yesterday and got a lot of these products, so we're restocked. And got a lot of cool plants, got some different plants. So if you're looking, we got some evergreens in, evergreen bushes, some more hydrangea plants. So if you want to see something different, stop down. Got some hydrangea trees and lilac trees, so got
right.
A new restocking.
You're pretty well fixed. That's great. All right, another question for you here, Dwayne. Is it a good idea to put grass clippings under tomatoes, cucumbers, and cantaloupe?
You want a simple answer or a reason why?
Both.
No. No, 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 no. No. Reason why is grass clippings don't let your ground breathe, don't let your plant breathe, because they get too compacted. And if you get it too thick, underneath there it turns to almost like a sludge manure type thing, and it's not good. It's slimy under there. Use straw. It will let it breathe yet. It'll prevent the weeds from coming, and also protect it, let it dry out. And if your tomatoes or peppers or whatever hang down on that, they're protected on that straw and don't rot from being on the ground.
Okay.
I would definitely not use grass clippings. I had a person call me up. We had planted a number of trees at her place, and she had a walnut tree. She put walnuts around the tree and covered them over with grass clippings, a lot of grass clippings. You could go touch that tree and it fell right over. First of all, the walnuts gave off a product, a substance called juglans, which doesn't let things grow around it, and then they had grass clippings on top of that. So I would not use either one of those.
Okay.
As a mulch.
Another question came in here. It got emailed in this one, and by the way, we still have time for a couple more if anybody wants to shoot one over here. Okay, I think they're testing me. This is kind of like reading the gospel in the Bible, you know, in church on Sunday. You have to ask the preacher how to pronounce half the names. But it says, do you deadhead tick seed coreopsis? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Cranesbill and dianthus. They want to know if you deadhead those things.
I would. We have all those as perennials here at the nursery. We sell those. And when I water, if there's flowers that have, you know, passed their prime, I pinch them off as I go, and that encourages new flowers to come. So definitely do that. And that's a general rule for any kind of perennial, annual, that it'll regrow and you'll get more flowers.
Okay. All right. Well, we've still got a little time left here, Dwayne. Why don't you tell us what else is new over there in the store?
You know what? I want to expand on a question we had a number of weeks ago.
Okay.
And I have to kind of back off what I said. There was a person that said I had told them to put softener salt on their asparagus to take care of the weeds. And the lady said she had done that, and the ground around there turned to mush.
Oh.
And so if that doesn't work for you, I wouldn't do it. So
okay, so you take that back then.
I might have to take that back, but I have done that for years and years and haven't seen that result. But if that advice hurt her asparagus, I have to apologize.
Okay. So, yeah, every now and then you can't win them all, right?
We try.
Yeah, most of them. As long as you win most of them.
See, at the nursery here, we still have annual flowers on sale. You can. People have really been buying some because of the damage to some of theirs or bugs eating them or the wind blowing it. So, still have a good selection of perennials and their annuals, I mean, and they're half price. So, if you need to fill in a little area, that we still have some. And then we're starting to make up fall planters. So, if some of your planters or hanging baskets have gone by the wayside, we have fall plants in. So you can start all over again.
Oh, there you go. We don't want to talk about fall, though, do we? Like, what yet?
Fall's not far away. It's July already.
That's almost as bad as the W word. Don't we have W and S.
We don't talk about that yet, but you know what? we're starting July, and if you have areas that you're going to put grass seed down, the best time to put grass seed down is mid-August. So if you have to get rid of weeds or you're going to spray an area that you're going to kill the whole area, like with Roundup or something, it's time to do that, get it all worked up. So in the middle of July, or middle of August, you can plant your grass seed.
Okay.
We've got to think ahead a little bit.
How about now spraying? They always say the best time to spray is in the fall for dandelions and all that other good stuff in your yard. If you're going to put some Trimac on, when do you suggest doing that?
You know, that's a little later, okay? The best time is like after those first frosts, you know, it's getting cooler. The plants still survive, but the chemistry is right. The weeds, perennial weeds, are taking the moisture and the nutrients from their leaves down into their roots. So if you put a weed killer on that, it's taking that chemical down into the roots and killing that plant completely. So fall's a good time. And then if you do get an overspray and it goes on your tomatoes, you can blame the frost.
Okay. So wait till maybe September or something like that then.
Exactly.
All right.
But if you have, right now, clover is out there like crazy.
Yeah, that's for sure. I got that all over the place.
Our lawns are turning, and regular 2,4-D and even Trimax sometimes doesn't kill clover. So you got to go to a product called Weed Free Zone, and that'll take clover. Trimax sometimes just burns off the top and then it comes back.
You can put that Weed Free Zone, put that on any time now?
Well, you can put it on time, but, you know, the best time, again, is that fall time.
Okay.
It'll work better, but if you got to get rid of Creeping Charlie, Clover, Violet, Weed Free Zone.
Okay. And you've got that down in the store?
Yeah, we do.
All right. And what are your hours down there, Dwayne?
We're usually here from 8:30 to 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays. Depending on what store you're at, but Madison Dawson from 9 o'clock till noon, and then Monty is usually open till 2 o'clock.
Okay. And,
and if you need us other hours, or give us a call. I've been doing a lot of landscape planning, design work. If you need any advice on that, I can help you with that. And our floral crew is always willing to do flowers for you, and the best time to give flowers is when she isn't expecting it.
That's right. All right. Well, Dwayne,
I wonder what the heck you've been doing, Maynard.
I think you're up to something. Well, Dwayne, we're about out of time, so thanks much for the info, and we will chat again next week on the Gardening Show on Thursday.
You bet. And if anybody has any questions, don't be afraid to give us a call at Madison, Dawson, or Montevideo.
All right. Sounds good. You have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Bye now.